From the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to First Chair, and today we are continuing our Meet the Coaches series with Jeff Krill. Jeff, how many terms as team coach has this been for you?
Well, for me, this will be going into my third term as the coach, and you know, really excited to continue it on. And I don't know, I've seen so much growth in recent times. I'm excited to kind of continue it on, and we've had so much progress, you know, with the last few teams and the content that we've developed and everything that's going on with the alignment project. You know, I'm just excited to be a part of that and kind of see it. Maybe do a finish line and get it to somewhere that I can really be proud of too. So I'm excited.
Now, this is one team, but you are the adaptive coach. Tell us about that role.
Well, obviously, you know, as the adaptive coach, it's what's kind of interesting about adaptive is it encompasses a lot, because when you say adaptive, you're just really adapting skiing and snowboarding, Nordic cross country, you know, right into the mix. So it's sort of how your approach and how you might modify something to get somebody to do the same thing. So it's just your creativity. That's what I really love about adaptive, anything. That creative aspect that you're trying to figure out ways to make the same movement possible, you know, missing parts, and, you know, different levels of functionality to get the same, you know, fundamentals in play to make the same turn. So that's what's just kind of amazing about adaptive. But when you really think about it, it's just skiing and riding. So you really shouldn't think it's too complicated.
I love it's just skiing and riding. You saw me on a sit ski at Big Sky at National Academy a couple of years ago. You actually saved me because you actually came up and said, you know, that's not set up right. And I ended up having one of my most fun days on skis ever. I really enjoyed that. It was a serious challenge, and I felt such a sense of accomplishment being able to go up the magic carpet and actually come down linking turns. That was incredible.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always fun to be a learner, first of all. And second of all, I think it was really interesting to me also when you take somebody like yourself who's an avid skier and coaches, does that consistently all the time and knows so much about the sport, and then you put a piece of equipment on them and they forget everything about that they know about how to turn ski. And that's the reality of it, is that if you just took the knowledge that you had and you thought really about how, you know, you're basically going from edge to flat to edge when you're in a single ski, it probably would have been a little simpler for you, and that there was a road component. It wasn't just, you know, leaning or tipping. You know, people lose their minds for some reason. Bringing a different piece of equipment or not being able to use the same body parts that they've always
used. You know, and you really expressed that well, because I remember that lesson extremely well, and you came in and you did simplify it, and you basically said, George, this is just skiing. And when that finally clicked with me, you know, you were 100% right.
Yeah, I think that's something I've learned, you know, as a teacher over the years too, is just have really honest conversations about how people think they're going to achieve what they're about to do, you know, because I think about the guests all the time. They've already come up with some kind of an idea in their head as they're driving up from whatever city to come to the mountains and take on this sport. And they've watched the YouTube videos. They've done a lot of different things and they've got a concept in their head. And it's up to us to be able to coach them through what they're going to be doing in those first moments, so we don't waste a lot of time. You know, you kind of need to expose that right from the beginning instead of letting them figure it out or put their ideas into play, because usually they're wrong. So you need to get that out of their head right from the beginning. And I think that's one of my approaches to the coaches. I love to be able to explain what you're about to do and how you're going to accomplish it physically, mentally, all those aspects.
And Jeff, going into your third term as coach, what do you feel like you have brought to the team, and what are you bringing to the team? What do you continue to do for the team that you feel strongly about?
I think I try to simplify the message, and I think, you know, because adaptive encompasses all of the different disciplines, I become the great facilitator or the great bridge to what is a one team, right? Because I get to live in all those worlds all the time. So it's been a focus of mine since I was first tried out and made the team. I loved playing with all the other disciplines. That's what made me happy, is that I wasn't pigeonholed into, oh, that's the adaptive realm. No, it was just about ski
would love for you to compare, what was it like trying out for the team for the first time and then applying to be a coach? Was that just as nerve-wracking? Was it as much pressure? What was that like for you?
No, I mean, obviously it's a lot more responsibility, you know, when you take on the coaching role. You're sort of got the wheel of the ship there for a while. That part is a lot of, I guess it puts a lot of pressure on you. You know, there's a lot of great people that have come before you. It's a lot of responsibility, and you want to make sure that you do it justice and you do it really well, because there have been some incredible people that you ride on the shoulders of that have built this sport up and how they've evolved it, and that they've got it to where it is today. And when you are driving that ship, you want to make sure that you do it very well, and that the messaging is very clear, and that, I don't know, you're elevating the sport all the time. It's a very special thing to be a coach of a discipline. It's not something that you can take lightly, because it means a lot to a lot of people. You know, you could mess things up for a number of years and take a while to get back. So you want to always be cognizant of where you're going, and that you're always trying to elevate and you're trying to make things better. And I think that's what the teams are all about. That's what all of us as coaches are all about all the time. We just love seeing that progression in education, and teaching, the way we go about things, let alone the technical performance. You know, that's one aspect of it. But to see our sports grow and see the love of it is amongst the guests that we serve, I mean, that's the stoke. That's what keeps us all doing it every single day.
Now, the process of trying out for the team is coming up. Selection day is, you know, we're into April now, and it's coming up. You've got a number of skiers and snowboarders who are very nervous right now about their attempt to try out for the team. What exactly are you looking for? I mean, you're working with the best of the best. I say that a lot when I'm talking about the team. But the technical skills are, they've got to be so close. The knowledge, the people skills, these people have been selected to come out and try out for the team. What is it that really you're looking for that can get them over the final cut and members of the next edition of the team?
You know, for me, it's being a good teammate, that ability to do that. It's also the ability to have your own ideas and concepts and to be progressive. You know, that you're not just coming out and giving the canned progression or the canned approach to the way skiing or snowboarding that is viewed. It's that you have your own ideas and concepts, and that you're looking to evolve the sport, not just take it for what it is. And I think that's an important piece, because the teams are a think tank where we are, where new ideas and concepts spawn. So you have to have that ability to be more than what you know, right? You have that ability to take chances or to experiment. That's what all of us love to see, you know, as long as it's well-founded and, you know, you can see that there's some potential there. I think it's great for the people to be able to throw those ideas out. That's where the next InterSki concept come out for, the next great growth in our sport. So that's what we're kind of always looking for.
So this is a new addition of the team. You have people who are members of the team that may or may not be trying out again. You have people who are coming for their first selection. Maybe they've tried out before, but is it exciting? Is it a little bit sad? Is it, what's it like for you mentally and emotionally?
Well, it's, you never want to disappoint anybody. For anybody that's, you know, been a part of this organization or been, let's say, an examiner, or you've been a part of assessment, and when you're telling people that they're not successful for a variety of reasons, it's personal, and that's hard. Those are really difficult decisions to make, because everybody who shows up at this tryout is there because they want to showcase something or showcase how much they really love the sport, how much they really care about the growth of it, and they want to be able to be that next person sort of at the tip of the spear driving the sport. And when you give them sort of the notice that they didn't make that cut, it's a little bit hurtful, but it's also really important that you give them the right feedback to show them where to grow, where they can work on things, so that they can be a really viable participant. Maybe it's not on the team, but maybe it's the project that we're all working on together. Maybe that next tryout, that's where they hit their stride and they're able to make that team in that next one. You know, know, nobody's out just because they didn't make it on this particular cut. It's an evolution for all of us in this sport. You know, we're constantly growing, trying to learn and be better at our people skills, our teaching skills, and our technical skills. I mean, that's the package. And, you know, we just need to find where those, I guess, where those strengths and weaknesses are sometimes, and that's what part of this tryout is. It is an assessment to an extent, but it's a job interview. It's also about picking the right team and the right blend of individuals to come together who are going to get put out the best for our membership. You got to remember that at the end of the day, building a team. It's not just a meet the level and cut it right there. It's about building a team, those individuals, how they're going to blend together over the next 40 years to produce the product that we want to see for our organization. It's an important message to put out there.
And Jeff, what's it like for you? 4 years from now, InterSki is going to be in Vail, and you're selecting the team that's going to be the host team for InterSki. And wow, what was that? Aspen back in like 68, since America has had, or the United States has had InterSki. A little exciting for you?
Extremely exciting. I mean, I guess I can't really imagine what it's going to be like to have that on our home turf. You know, I've been able to go to a few of these InterSkis, and it's always afar. I think the idea that having InterSki here, where our membership actually, especially the new modern membership, has never maybe experienced it or been to one of these things before, it's right where they can touch it, feel it, understand it. I think it's going to be a real driving force after they attend it on their own, in their own backyard, to be able to understand why it's been so important to us for all these years, and the amount of education, the ideas that we draw from, seeing what other countries do, the way they approach teaching ski, the technical approach, the different things, and to actually be able to see it, touch it, feel it, and it's a little more tangible. I think that's going to have a huge impact for PSIA Aussie as a whole. That's going to be incredible.
And you've been doing a lot of work, I think, really, the selection process is already starting. You've been seeing videos and writings and lots of things from the people who are applying. Are you feeling really good about the selection process this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, we're holding ourselves to the point of, you know, that we have all of these fundamentals in all the different areas of focus of technical people teaching, and that holds true within our selection process. You know, that's all the same. It's important that, you know, we walk the walk when we're out there doing this assessment for the team, because that's what we're preaching, right? All those skills are extremely important, you know, and how you blend those together, you know, whether you're leading a clinic or teaching a never ever lesson, that all comes to light, you know, when we put people through these tests and these processes out there on the hill. You know, it's made to be put them in some uncomfortable positions. It's made to make them fit. You know, we want to put the best in front of the membership, and that's why we go through such a rigid process.
Well, Jeff, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Always great to chat with you. I really appreciate you taking the time. I know it's late where you are, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time to chat with us on First Chair this evening.
Well, I can't wait to get back on a conversation with you when we've named the team and everybody's excited, and you have another 4 years to develop those folks, get them out on the snow in front of everybody. So that's the exciting piece to come. So look forward to building a little bit more of those conversations with you. And thank you for always reaching out, George. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Team coach Jeff Krill joining us on First Chair from the PSIA ASI Satellite Studios in Hood River, Oregon. I'm George Thomas.